Ukraine security issue.
On April 19th, the 55th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the enemy forces aimed their attacks on the eastern Kharkiv, Luhansk, and Donetsk regions, while continuing to shell and bomb other Ukrainian regions, including with cluster munitions in the south, causing massive civilian casualties. Kharkiv remained partly blocked. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday that Russian forces had launched what they had announced as the decisive offensive in Donbas. All cities and villages located along the front line in the Luhansk and Donetsk regions remained under heavy artillery and missile fire, while Russian troops kept trying to advance in order to seize the entire territory of the regions. In the south of the Donetsk region, the besieged Azov port city of Mariupol is their prime target. The Russian Defense Ministry has again offered the encircled Ukrainian military to surrender. Denis Prokopenko, commander of the Azov regiment that is heroically defending Mariupol, said that Russian planes dropped extra heavy bombs on the steel plant, which is still controlled by the regiment. Prokopenko appealed to the world leaders for help and explained why the hundreds of civilians would not come out of hiding and surrender to the Russians.
Прямо зараз на заводі Азовсталь знаходяться сотні цивільних громадян. Серед них багато дітей різного віку.
Right now, hundreds of civilians are at the Azovstal plant. Among them are very many children, women, elderly people, and families of the Mariupol defenders, who are hiding from the Russian soldiers in basements and bomb shelters. Knowing that there are civilians here, the Russian occupiers and their collaborators drop extra-heavy anti-bunker bombs and target the plant with heavy artillery shells and missiles from their ships. They have destroyed the drama theater, maternity hospitals, schools and kindergartens, and now they offer the unfortunate, starving civilians security and an opportunity to evacuate. But nobody believes the occupiers. I appeal to the politicians of the whole civilized world. Organize a green corridor and provide security guarantees to civilians, so we can immediately evacuate them, as well as the wounded military, and let the killed soldiers be buried with honors, said Denis Prokopenko. At present, Mariupol is completely blocked by Russian troops and the port is mined. The occupiers do not allow its residents to move on the streets and force them to clean up wreckage and rubble. Besides, they continue to deport adults and children to Russia. Since early March, they have taken away more than 20,000 residents of Mariupol. They have not let a single humanitarian convoy into the city. For almost a week, they have refused to open green corridors for evacuation, according to Vice Premier Irina Vereshchuk. The Ukrainian leadership earlier ruled out the possibility of deblocking Mariupol militarily. The Ukrainian armed forces keep holding the line and inflicting formidable losses on the Russian invaders. According to the conflict intelligence team, there is not a single Russian Marine brigade that has not sustained heavy losses. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported that on April 18th alone, 150 Russian Black Sea Fleet Marines were killed, nearly 500 were wounded, and 70 went missing. All in all, almost 21,000 Russian troops have been killed since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. More and more bodies of civilians are found in the liberated towns and villages in the Kyiv region. Their residents who return from evacuation find bodies in their houses, cellars and wells. Kyiv region police chief Oleksandr Nebitov told reporters that more than 420 bodies of civilians killed by Russians had been found in the township of Bucha alone. According to him, the tentative number of civilian victims in the Kyiv region exceeds 1,000. At the same time, the United Nations gives different figures, far lower than those reported by Kyiv. UN reports contain a reservation that the data may be incomplete, but international media largely overlook it, thus playing down the scale of Russian war crimes, according to Oleksandra Matvichuk, a human rights activist.
Вони вносять дані тільки після верифікації.
They only enter data after verification. Well, that must be their procedure. Unfortunately, due to the fact that they are not present on the ground, it is all delayed. They ignore sources that can help establish the actual death toll. Obviously, these UN data should be presented with a strong emphasis that these data are incomplete and that they are the data which the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has been able to obtain and verify, said Oleksandra Matvichuk. Prosecutor General Irina Venediktova said on Tuesday that 13 states had launched investigations into war crimes committed by Russia in Ukraine. The only way to end the war soon is to arm Ukraine and disembowel Russia by an oil and gas embargo. Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the president's office head, wrote on his Twitter page on Tuesday. Citing leading analysts, he noted that a protracted war could cause a global food crisis, since Ukraine is a strategic supplier of agricultural products for 36 countries. Since the Ukrainian postal service Ukrposhta circulated the original stamp Russian warship on April 14th, following the destruction of Russia's flagship Moskva, nearly half of 1 million stamps have been sold, including through eBay at $1,000 apiece. Ukrposhta does not plan to print more, so it limits the sale to 5 envelopes with stamps per person. Online orders have been cancelled.